I think a lot of people, especially who take on leadership roles, they're so used to doing it all themselves, partly because they may not want to give up control. And it sounds like it. I'm not trying to be negative in a way. It's just that I think that when you want to do something, you want to make sure that it gets done in your with your vision. But if you don't ask for help, you're missing out on other people's strengths and creativity.
So this is the Healthy Lifestyle Solutions podcast, and I'm your host, Maya Acosta. If you're willing to go with me, together we can discover how simple lifestyle choices can help improve our quality of life. Let's get started.
After watching a PBS special on plant-based living, Amy Tassitano and her husband decide to give it a try. In this episode, we are going to talk about the importance of plant-based foods for health, the difference between processed and whole foods, and the benefits of exercise for health and weight loss. Now, Amy Tassitano is also part of the Pod Advisory Committee, that's PAC. I've spoken about the committee in the past, and so she's part of the events subcommittee. And so we are together working as a subcommittee. We're working on an online support class for all pod leaders that will air on August 27th. And so if you are a pod leader, please send me a message on Instagram, or you can send me a message on Facebook. I am at Maya_HLS_podcast. And let me know that you're a pod leader. As always, a full episode and the links for each of my guests will be found in the website. That's healthylifestylesolutions.org. I hope you enjoy this episode.
Greetings, Maya. Thank you for having me on.
It's such a pleasure to have you here and to get to know you as a fellow PAC member. So I know that you have a slideshow for us, so feel free to start anytime.
Sure. Well, this is a presentation that I normally give when I attend meetings or do presentations at plant-based events. So I'm going to skim through some of them, some of the slides, because some of them pertain to the lifestyle and why certain foods are superior to others, but they'll still be in the slides. So you can kind of get a feel, because I think this could also be helpful to other pod leaders if they ever wanted to make a presentation or invite someone to present, that they could collaborate and have ideas as to what they might say in to the audience. So again, I'm Amy, and I'm with Be Green with Amy. I have a website, begreenwithamy.com, and I share lots of free things for everyone because I'm so excited about this lifestyle. And as Maya was telling you, back in 2012, my hubby Rick and I, we were just the standard Americans, but I think I was a little bit better because I think I really tried hard to eat healthy, or at least what I thought was a healthy lifestyle. So things just were getting pretty bad for us as far as our health and how we were feeling. And I really didn't know that what I was doing, what I thought was doing right, was eating different low-fat cheeses and turkey burgers and taking the skin off the chicken. I thought that all those things were healthy. And I ran across on PBS, actually, I just happened to be watching something on PBS and Dr. Joel Fuhrman came on and he was showing about this plant-based lifestyle. And I just kept watching it all the time. And my hubby Rick said, you know, we've tried things where we weigh and measure and push the plate away and nothing works. This guy sounds like maybe he has something to it. So I said to Rick, I said, you know, if I do this, then what happens? Because once you learn something and you know it's to be useful and maybe turning everything in your life upside down on its head, then what do? Right. So if I get this book and all the materials, it's going to be something that I'm going to probably want to embrace. So he was having a lot of health issues. He weighed like over 260 pounds. He was on blood pressure medicine, cholesterol medicine, and these medications were not helping to lower these levels, you know. And you're a wife of a physician, so you know, you're nodding your head. You know that this is not really the way to go about it. So he said, we like PBS anyway, support the station, and if it tastes good, I'll do it. So of course, he had frequent headaches, migraines. I mean, he was getting disc degeneration and his joints were swelling. So he was all in on that. Now, before the broadcast, I was talking to Maya because she saw my before picture and she commented, as well as many other people do, well, gee, you weren't that bad. But, you know, it's not just about weight. I was overweight with my BMI, but it's not just about weight. It's about the health issues and how later in your life, it's not going to get better and it probably will get worse. And I had headaches. I had digestive issues. I was always getting sinus infections. And I just thought, well, my mom always gets them. So I guess that's why I get them too. But my mom and grandma also had type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And there was a lot of things that were running in my family. But most of all, I felt like I'm just too young to feel so low in energy. You know, by 3 or 4 o'clock, it was like, oh, I can see why they had that commercial for the fourth meal, because you just feel like you need another boost. And I just couldn't, like, it would be like every 3 or 4 hours, I had to eat something. And if I didn't, I felt shaky and weak. And throughout the years, we just kept gaining more weight and our health just was not improving. And I was really worried because cancer was also in my family and my husband's family. He had heart disease and other things come in his genetics. So we were really worried about it, but we just didn't know what to do. And when I started to explore this lifestyle, I learned that every bite you take, it's either you fight disease or you feed it. And I learned that the processed foods that I was eating, even the ones that were low fat and baked, not fried, that these things were not healthy and that I really need to concentrate on the unprocessed foods. And I learned about the difference between a whole grain and not, and thought that I was eating healthy, and learned that the flour, even though it said whole wheat on it, that really wasn't good for me. And I learned kinds of foods, the weird names, things that I had never heard of and didn't know that you could actually eat them and incorporate them in your lifestyle. Now, I adopted a SOS-free lifestyle, which means that there's no sugar, oil, or salt. Not everybody who is plant-based goes in that direction. But I learned about sugar and white flour and how it raises your insulin and oil. Oh, my goodness, 120 calories a tablespoon, and the average American gets 4 tablespoons. And even if you're not pouring it on your salad, it's in those crackers. So there's a lot of ways that I noticed that things were not, that I was thinking that I was eating correctly, it wasn't. And the salt, obviously with my husband's high blood pressure, he needed to really eliminate or at least slow down on the amount of salt that he was having. And even though we weren't shaking it on our food, it was still there. I didn't know. I learned that there was more sodium inside of a slice of bread than there was in one potato chip. So that blew my mind. And of course, dairy, we learned about that. So the meat and fish, we were eliminating that. And then I learned about the difference between the good fats and the bad fats. So I thought, when I saw this, and you probably have seen this too, being that your husband's a surgeon, that you can be extreme by going on a vegan diet or have somebody rip open your chest. And I had family members. I had family members that went through this. And I was really frightened that this was just going to be something that would be in my future. So I learned so much. There wasn't that much available to learn other than books and maybe a couple of movies. The internet hadn't exploded at that point with this information. But just by getting those books and doing a little investigating, I said, I got to stop. I got to change. And so that's what we did. And I learned about that, even though I love sweet things, I could just put dates and dried fruit in things. And my husband started to take over the kitchen because he said, as long as it tastes good, I'll do it. And at first, it didn't taste very good, especially since we eliminated the sugar, oil, and salt. But then he was converting recipes. He became the king of converting recipes and finding ways to make the healthy taste delicious. And things were. And what I love about this lifestyle the most is because I love to eat. And I don't like to push my plate away when I'm still hungry. And now I don't get those feelings and I don't get those cravings that I would usually get where every 2 or 3 hours. And now I can go maybe 6 hours and not even think about food. And I realized it was an addiction and it was coming off of those terrible foods that my body was trying to get another hit from. And I learned about the calorie density chart, which was so helpful. And I use that when I coach others. And of course, PCRM had a wonderful helpful to the food plate. And I just started to incorporate those different things into my life. And I remember when my kids were younger, I read them a book called The Very Hungry Caterpillar. And I used that a lot to talk to people because we became beautiful butterflies afterwards. And it was so nice. It was such a freeing feeling. And Rick just started making so many delicious foods. And I started to experience, we both started to experience all these different kinds of foods that we never had before. And here we thought we were going to have deprivation, but we were actually eating more kinds of foods than we ever ate before. And I do still like chocolate candy. And we found a way to make that. Of course, we don't eat it in abundance, but for a little treat, we found a way to make that healthy. And usually in a day, we probably, because people like to ask me, well, what do you eat? And I say, well, I start off with a smoothie and I have as much of it as I think I need. And then I have a huge salad every day, very important. And then we have different cooked things for dinner. And it's just been so wonderful and so freeing. And knowing what I learned, it made it so, and probably a lot of people that are watching have experienced this when they've adopted this lifestyle. All you want to do is just tell the whole world that there's a secret that they don't know. And if they just knew it, it would change their lives.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. My adult children, they told me, hey, you know, we've got the message. You need to start telling other people because we've got it, you know, because I just couldn't stop saying, hey, you really need to watch this movie or you really need to read this book. And I had the opportunity to get my nutrition certificate from the T. Colin Campbell E. Cornell. And that was a wonderful experience. And I learned so much from that as well. But the energy that I have now, I mean, you can probably tell, I mean, here for me, it's the middle of the day. This would be the time of the day where I would be crashing and maybe thinking maybe I should have a couple of bites of a candy bar or something. And I've been up since early this morning and I'm still ready to go. But the results that I had were I was in an overweight category with my BMI and now I'm normal. My numbers came down. I was almost on medications and then I was able to reverse all these things before having to do that. And after you're a certain age, you do lose muscle. No matter what you do, it's like you're walking up a down escalator. So even when you exercise, you still may be in a neutral place. So you really have to work hard to keep from losing that muscle mass. And I exercised a lot before this lifestyle, but I'm telling you, I have not had the results that I've had since I've adopted this lifestyle. I can do things now that when I was a teenager, I dreamed of doing. And I wasn't really overweight as a teenager. I just didn't have the energy and the nutrients pulsing in my body, I guess. So here I am now. And no, this did not happen overnight. It was just something. I'm a type of person that when I have something in my brain that I want to do, I just keep trying and I keep going until it happens. And so I'm not a gymnast, but eventually I did get to do some of the things that I dreamed of doing. But Rick, my husband, I am just so proud of him because losing over 100 pounds and keeping it off for over a year, because it's been since 2012, that is a big deal. And most people don't have that experience that even if they do lose weight, they gain it back and usually they gain back more. But most of all, I'm so happy that he's not on these medications anymore. And his levels for his blood tests, everything has come down lower than it ever was when he was on the medications. So it took a little time. Rick had to have some elective surgery, so he didn't even exercise. But that's a thing with men. They can even eat some foods that are higher in fat, you know, like some nuts and avocados, and they'll still lose weight. And we look at something and we gain a pound on our hips or something. So it did come off pretty quickly for him and it came off for me too. And I'm really, really happy with the results. And Rick said to me, you know, I'm so happy for you and for us. And I know that you love the people that are rocking this lifestyle and are spreading the word. So on different occasions, he may take me on a cruise or locally we had veg tests and different kinds of appearances, and I was able to meet a lot of the people that I very much admire. And it was very exciting for me to meet them. And what happened was one day we were in our bedroom. Well, it actually happened a few times during this lifestyle. As you lose the weight, and I know that some people watching me also have experienced this, you start putting a belt on your pants to make them tighter because they're starting to get loose. And then it gets to the point where you're like, now this looks kind of ridiculous. I really need to just get smaller clothes. It's really happening. And so every once in a while, we would go through our clothes and say, okay, we're going to give these away and make room for the ones that fit us. But there was this one sweatshirt that he just kept hanging on to. And we were going through our clothes one day and I said, "Hun, this shirt, you try it on." And he put it on and I was like, "It's the huge." I said, "When are you ever going to wear this? It's so big. It just doesn't even look right on you." And so he started laughing and he said, "Come here." And then he put it over my head and we both got into it together. And my daughter was walking by the bedroom and she thought it was funny and she took a picture. So I tell people that now that I've adopted this lifestyle, we're even closer. But, you know, people say that gene load the gun and diet and lifestyle pull the trigger. But I say, I don't worry about my genes now that I can fit into my skinny jeans.
Look at that.
And Rick said, you know, you saved your wedding dress, but if you ever, because I saved it for my kids one day, if they might want to use it. And he said, but if you ever fit into it, I'd love to renew our vows. So that wasn't the motivation, because he said that long before we discovered this lifestyle. But I did. I did fit into it. It had all these tiny buttons on the back. And as I was trying it on, I was so nervous because I didn't think I would fit into it, but we did. But, you know, renewing our vows to each other was wonderful, but it also felt like I was renewing my life and my vows to being healthy. And really, this is a lifestyle. It's not a diet. And it really was important to me to do that. So I said, you know, I always get these ideas. So my next idea was, hey, I really would like to see if there's anybody out there in our area that is meeting, you know, that does this. And I checked around. There was one group that was meeting and they were almost an hour drive away. So that would be each way. And we went and it was very nice. But I said, gee, I wish there was something closer. So I decided that I wanted to see if I could do this. And they had this thing on the internet called Meetup. So I said, okay, I'm going to put on Meetup that we're going to meet, but now I have to figure out what to do. I went to different restaurants and I finally found a restaurant that kind of serves some healthy food anyway. And they said that they would be willing to give us up to 35 seats and that they would be willing to cook a meal that was compliant to our lifestyle. So I said, that's wonderful. And then I went on Meetup and I made this group and then I put it out to the universe. Hey, everybody come to this event. And I didn't really know how many people would come, but we actually had more than 35 people RSVP. So every seat wound up to be full in that event. And I thought maybe it would be cool if I could meet one or two people. that was my goal. If I could just meet one or two people like this, we could socialize it. So it would be great. But yeah, we met all those people. So then I asked them, what do you think? Do you think you would like to meet like this maybe once or twice a month? And they said, yes, but I didn't have a place to go. And I didn't want to meet in a restaurant because then you have distractions from other people. But also, if you wanted to maybe get up and speak to people, that would be rude to the other patrons. So I thought it was nice to meet in a restaurant, but I also wanted to find a home for us. And I was surprised because I went to different churches and none of them were on board. And looking back, I think that I should have gone with a little bit different approach. I shouldn't have put on my vegan hat right away. But I did find, and we were very fortunate, a little gem in our town, which was a holistic center. And they do meditation and things like that. And they were very open to it, which was very nice. So I had twice a month, I had people come and it grew and grew. And we had guest speakers. One time we had a woman who locally made and hula hoops and did hula hoop lessons. So she taught us how to hula hoop because it's not just about food. You have to have some kind of exercise or movement in your life. And we just had a really great time. Now, this was before Plant Pure Communities had their pod network. So that's what I did then. But then I found out about the pod network and I said, well, this is wonderful. So I joined and I was hoping that that would also help maybe get more members. And I wound up taking over the other group that was an hour away because that leader had other things that she needed to do. So then I wound up with two pods and I was going back. So that one, because it was far away, I only met with them once a month. But my local one, we met twice a month. And we did potluck dinners. And of course, each pod, the members were always invited to join in the other meetings if they wanted to. So one of the things that started to happen was I did some recipe demos because I thought that the food was a big factor in this lifestyle. And my husband, Rick, like I said, he basically took over the kitchen. I'm more like the sous chef. So I wash the vegetables and chop them and clean the dishes and do all those things so that he can play and I can enjoy his food. So, but what I did was I found recipes that were easy to make, that only had a few ingredients, and most of them were pretty typical, recognizable ingredients. So you didn't have to buy some weird thing and not know what to do with it after the recipe was over. So Rick and I did recipe demos and I did them, and it was a lot of fun. So I decided that I wanted to share these things because we're doing lots of great demos at our pod meeting. And I also, what I did was I had our members do recipe demos as well. And one of the things I thought was important was to have everybody would have a name badge. So instead of getting the sticker ones, well, I had those for people that were new, but people that were coming, returning members, I had plastic things that they could clip onto them instead. And what I did was anytime that a member offered to do a presentation, whether sharing their story, showing some hacks and tips, or doing a recipe demo, I gave them a green star, kind of like when you were in school and your teacher might give you a star on the chart. And I put it on their badge and I identified them as green star members. Yay. So, and yeah, so there were some of them that had a whole, they looked like they were in the military. They just had all these stars on their badges and it was so wonderful. So I started to put those recipe demos on my YouTube channel, Be Green with Amy. And then I made a playlist called, Hey, I Can Make That. And it was of all the recipes that were, as I described, that you could just make them. They were, it didn't take much time. Sometimes you could make them in a hotel room. You didn't need a kitchen and just a few ingredients. So that was a lot of fun. But then I started getting invited to be on other people's shows, which was really fun because there's a lot of wonderful people out there that are doing great work. And it was really nice because it gave me more exposure. And a lot of people started to say, hey, I found out about you through this show. And now they're becoming fans, which is great. Because for me, I just want to get the word out about this. I want people to know. Everybody has the right to know, just like they have the right to see on a package of cigarettes that it's dangerous. They have a right to know about this lifestyle. What they choose to do, that's up to them. But I think everybody has a right to know. So we started working on a plant-based recipe book, but I've been so busy that I haven't been able to complete it. So I'm not going to talk about that now, but it's in my slideshow. So that's me trying to manifest my future. But I do offer that anybody who wants, I will send them 5 free recipes. And some of them are things that my husband created, and they're really delicious. So all they have to do is just go to begreenwithamy.com/join and I'll send it. And also with the recipes, I'll send them some pictures that maybe you didn't see on this slideshow and also some motivational quotes that keep me going. So one of my daughters told me that I needed to have some kind of thing to say at the end of my broadcast because I've been doing live broadcasts with a lot of the people that I admire. So at the end of the broadcast, this is what I say. And then I ask the people to join me at the end to say be green. So if you want to, Maya, you can say the be green part.
Oh,
and okay. I tell people at the end of the broadcast, be strong, be well, and be
green. I love your presentation. What a beautiful way to share your story of how you became plant-based, but also how you lost weight and you got off your medications. So where in Florida do you live?
I'm in Southwest Florida. So Southwest. Kind of close to Sarasota.
I haven't explored that area. When I am in Florida, I'm usually just on the east coast of Florida, just north of Palm Beach. That's where we keep our sailboat. So I was on the vegan cruise in 2019. Any chance that you were on that one as well?
Or I might have skipped the 2019. I think I may have been thinking about doing it and then didn't. I know I was on a few of them before that, though.
Well, Amy, I love your brand. I think it reflects your wonderful personality, your light, your joy. I love your little emoji, and I love that you go by Be Green with Amy. It's very fun and playful, and I'm assuming that's sort of how you ran your pods as well. So you were up and running as a leader before you officially joined Plant Pure Communities as a pod leader and became part of the network. You have been very involved in working with restaurants, and so you were very successful in the restaurant campaign.
Yes, I was. I actually won a competition because of it.
Really? So,
yes, because like I said, in my personality, when I have something that I really want to do, I just do it and I go all the way full throttle. So when I learned about this restaurant campaign, and for those that are watching, what it is that we wanted to support these restaurants that are offering this healthy food for us because they need the support. They some of them really want to do it, but they're worried about not getting enough support. So when I heard that I could help restaurants get a certificate that they could put in their showcasing their restaurant or in their window and be listed on something that's similar to Happy Cow that said that they offered plant-based food without oil. Mm-hmm. I was so excited about it because that's what helped me start my group. I had somebody that was willing to do that, a restaurant that was willing to do that. So that, of course, that was the first restaurant that I went to. And I told them, I know that you offer these things and this is what you need to do in order to qualify. And I got them on board. And then I started to realize that sometimes when I went into restaurants that where they didn't know me, they were thinking I was trying to sell them something.
Mm-hmm.
Because yes. It's too good to be true, right? You're offering them something and you're not getting paid for it. And you're not asking them for any money for it. So there has to be a catch. You can't be wasting your time doing something like this and nobody really benefits from it.
Yes.
So I did. I actually, my husband helped me design something to hand to the restaurant owners to show them that they could get something. So it was just some kind of material that I designed to help them, to encourage them so that they could see. And I gave it to, shared it with Plant Pure Community so that other people, other pod leaders could also take advantage of that or copy it and make it the way that they wanted to. Because I wanted to, like you said, you know, when you go with this, become a pod, you have to make sure that you're going along with what they, any kind of guidelines that they have, which seem to be very liberal. But I still didn't want to do anything by putting their logo on something without their permission. So mm-hmm. they granted me permission. And I just got so excited about it that I just kept going everywhere I could. Even I didn't really eat out very much, but I still kept going to restaurants and said, hey. And then sometimes I would travel because maybe I had relatives somewhere or I was going to do something. And I always had that little paperwork with me so that I knew I was going to be eating out because I was traveling. Maybe I'd be eating out more. And I was always asking for people to want to do that. And every time I did, I tried to take a picture with the restaurant manager or the owner. So, and then what I would do is once I got the certificate for them, instead of emailing them the certificate, I printed it out. And then I went to the dollar store and bought a frame. And I put it in a frame. And then I brought them the certificate and took a picture with them with their certificate. Because it was just such an exciting thing, because I want to be a part of making a change in this universe. And those things sound like small changes, you're right. They really don't sound like much. But I think that every little pebble makes a ripple, and I just wanted to be that pebble.
Congratulations. Well, what a wonderful way to reward the restaurants by getting them to put together a plant-based meal, giving them a certificate, and then encouraging vegans to patronize a place. Like I'm hoping to do that in my own community, and I'm hoping to learn from you. So let's talk about your experience going through the pandemic and what happened with your pods, and how were you able to kind of navigate that time?
Yeah, it was really something that was difficult to navigate, because, like we said, potluck was a big thing about that. And of course that ended. So, and then I'm going to tell you a sad story. We had a storm, and that beautiful gem of a holistic center, their roof collapsed.
Oh no.
Yeah. So there really wasn't going to be any hope of me meeting anytime soon, even if things were lifted. So yeah, so that really, really sealed things for me as far as trying to get those gatherings back together anytime soon. So I decided to do Zoom meetings. And I think there's something about food, and that's probably why some people hesitate to adopt this lifestyle, because there's something about food and community that just brings people together when they break bread, so to speak. And when we did the Zoom meetings, I had attendance, and people were really glad to have that, talking with the members and missing people, but it really wasn't a substitute for the actual meeting. And also I think that Zoom started to become a substitute for a lot of things, and maybe some people were kind of getting Zoom burnout to participate in all these different Zoom meetings. So we weren't getting things, the attendance was just starting to drop off. And I felt that it was nice to meet with these people, but I really just wanted to touch more than a few people in attendance. And that's what happened. And that was what made me decide to do these live interviews on my Be Green with Amy YouTube, because I knew that my pod members could join anytime they wanted. They could join during the live, or they could watch afterwards, but I would also be helping a bigger audience as far as learning about the lifestyle. And what happened was during the live events, some of my pod members are coming on and they're saying, "Hey, Jeannie, how you doing? Oh, so good to," you know, they're just kind of, meanwhile, I'm doing this interview. They're making comments, and we open it up for questions that they can ask the presenter. And some of them they're liking to see what they're, hearing or watching, but they're here also to chat with each other. Or they might comment, "Oh, that was really interesting. Do you do that too? What recipe do you? Oh, I like to buy mine." They're talking about this particular nutritional yeast, so I would like to get mine from here. So I could still see that there was a need for the community and a need to be around the like-minded people. So that was one way that I was able to do that. But not everybody is the type of person that wants to get onto YouTube and make, interviews and presentations. So, but that was a big part of the right now what we're doing until we figure out what our next step is.
Well, your podcast is very interactive, fun, and energetic. I love how you get your listeners involved. I love how when you're going live, a lot of your followers are interacting with each other and asking questions. I think you do a wonderful job.
Well, thank you. That's a big compliment coming from you, because you have a wonderful podcast, and I admire what you do. So that's very nice. Thank you.
Thank you. And so now you're part of the Pod Advisory Committee. Let's talk about that. Our goal is to help revive the Pod Network and to inspire Pod leaders to become more involved. Would you like to say anything about being part of PAC? And also, by the way, welcome to PAC.
Well, thank you. I guess I don't know much about PAC because I haven't really been doing anything with it yet. We're about to have our first real meeting. We had to get to know you, but we were about to have our first real meeting to figure all that out. I'm a strong believer of the universe, and everybody can believe what version of a higher power if they believe in a higher power. But I'm a strong believer that there's some kind of force out there that if you open your eyes to it, you'll realize that that's the direction that you need to go into. And that the more things you put towards that energy, the more opportunities will open up for you to do even more. And it's been since 2012 that I've learned about this lifestyle, and I just can't get enough. I can't get enough about the learning, and I can't get enough about the sharing. And yes, having this setback with what's going on in the world has kept us from meeting together in person, but it gives us an opportunity to tool up. You know, it's kind of like sometimes, I don't know if anybody's had that experience, when you go in the car wash, you can't drive anywhere, but you can go and say, oh, I can clean off my dashboard while I'm going through this car wash. I can pick up those gum wrappers that somebody that I was driving, you know, dropped out of their pocket or whatever it is. You can tidy up and make everything nice. And then by the time you come out of the car wash, the outside looks great, but now the inside looks a lot better too. And maybe there was some text messages, there were phone calls that you had to make or whatever you had to do. You could do all those things while you're in the car wash. So we have to look at this as an opportunity to tool up, to be even better than we were when we were trying to tool up and be pod leaders at the same time, because that's what was happening. And sometimes that was overwhelming. I was a pod leader mentor as well. And that I would get a lot of what, you know, before we were going through this, I was having active pod member leaders asking me what to do to engage their pods or how to find it, like you said, how to find a place to meet. So this is our opportunity to tool up. And without the distraction of having to host the meetings and think of what to do at the meetings if we're not meeting at this time. So I wouldn't look at it as something that now I have to give up and not be a pod leader anymore. No, you're going to be a better pod leader because you're going to use this time to strengthen up and to find more resources.
So beautifully said. What an awesome opportunity to tool up. One of the things that I wish I had done as a leader was basically ask for support from other people who attended my events. One thing that you do to encourage participants is reward them. You reward your members and you encourage them to participate. And so that kind of helps to alleviate some of the responsibilities that you have. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, I think you're right. Asking for help. I think a lot of people, especially who take on leadership roles, they're so used to doing it all themselves, partly because they may not want to give up control. And it sounds like it. I'm not trying to be negative in a way. It's just that I think that when you want to do something, you want to make sure that it gets done with your vision. But if you don't ask for help, you're missing out on other people's strengths and creativity. So I think that is a very smart thing to reach out to other members and ask them for help. And I think that there's a lot of people that want to help, but when they see that you're just doing it all, they think, well, I guess I can't offer to help because they already are doing it. And there may be a lot of people that really wish that they could do something. When you ask for help and you delegate even the smallest tasks, that can really help alleviate the burnout.
Absolutely. What a great point. By allowing others to share in our passion and our mission of spreading the good word, we prevent burnout. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners? And what is the best way for people to learn more about you?
Well, sure. You can always go to my website, which is begreenwithamy.com. And all of my social media is the same, Be Green with Amy. So you can find me. I have my live interviews that you are welcome to join. If you subscribe to my YouTube channel, Be Green with Amy, you can get reminders for that. You can listen to my podcasts almost everywhere where podcasts are available under Be Green with Amy. And you can also, I had mentioned before, I think that with the recipes, if you want to get some recipes from me sent to you, and it's all free, it's not, there's no obligation for you to sign and up for anything as far as, or paying for anything. And it's begreenwithamy.com/join. I am so just psyched up about this lifestyle. And that's one of the things that I'm doing is I'm helping to coach others that are looking for help with this. So I do, my husband and I, we do Zoom recipe lessons, and that can be to a class or to an individual. And we also do coaching. So it can either be on the phone. Some people don't want to do a Zoom, but they just want to talk on the phone. So I'm there for them too. Because when people are adopting this lifestyle, it seems like it, for some people, it could take even as long as 6 months before they're really ready to go off on their own because of so much of the social pressures and other food addictions and so many other things that are connected to trying to adopt this lifestyle. But that's the main reason why I joined the Pod Network, why I'm joined the Pod Advisory Committee, because I'm really so happy to share information about this lifestyle and I want the world to learn about it. So anytime that any of you can go and watch or listen to Maya's episodes and like and share and subscribe to them or with mine and anybody that's doing this plant-based, if you can just support them, that's your vote. I mean, you're voting when you go to the grocery store and you're buying the healthy food and you're not buying the deleterious to your health food, but you're also helping the movement when you support things like what Maya is doing and what I'm doing and other people are doing. So I think we have power. We have power to make the change. And just like in the Plant Pure Nation, you know, it has to start from the ground up.
Yes. Yes, at a grassroots level. Well, Amy, it's been such a pleasure learning about your journey, your contributions to Plant Pure Communities, and I look forward to working with you on PAC. So thank you once again for joining me.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for watching. Thank you, Maya.
Amy Tositano is a health and lifestyle coach who follows a plant-based lifestyle. She was inspired to make this change after watching a documentary on the benefits of plant-based eating. After some research, she decided to give it a try and found that she felt better than ever. She loved sharing her knowledge with others and helping them to improve their quality of life. A simple PBS show turned her life around. She's now a Plant Pure leader for two pods in Florida. She was recognized for her involvement in the restaurant campaign, where she has supported restaurants in adding at least one healthy plant-based salt, oil, and sugar-free to their menus. Today, she is known as Be Green with Amy, and you can find her podcast or YouTube channel and her social media by the same name. She's also helping to coach others who are interested in adopting this lifestyle. If you haven't done so, make sure that you watch Forks Over Knives. And as a matter of fact, Forks Over Knives is listed in one of the five apps that I recommended in last week's episode. So also let me know what you think about this episode. Go to my voicemail. That's speakpipe.com/HLS. And thank you again for being a listener. You've been listening to the Healthy Lifestyle Solutions podcast with your host, Maya Acosta. If you've enjoyed this podcast, do us a favor and share with one friend who can benefit from this episode. Feel free to leave an honest review as well at ratethispodcast.com/HLS. This helps us to spread our message. And as always, thank you for being a listener.